Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up, where you can
join serial dater Phil.
That's me. And dating detoxer Liz.
That's me. Welcome to the world of online dating.
What can you expect in the Unhinged and Bumbled Up podcast?
Dating do's, don'ts and disasters.
What we and our guests would gladly chuck in the 2020 dating bin to be gone forever.
What real people really think about those tricky dating dilemmas.
Awesome dating trivia. You'll never know when it'll come in handy for that pub quiz.
Top tips and tricks from our awesome guest experts, who luckily know a little more about dating than we do.
So if you've ever had a dating disaster,
ignored the red flags.
If your dating life is less successful than Phil's editing skills on these episodes,
then you're in the right place. Do we know what we're talking about? No! Our dating lives are both utter shite. So join us as we talk all things dating. The good, the bad, and the... Sorry, there's just no spark.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Now, if you're listening to this and wondering where the... Hi, welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up is. Well, that's because we had an episode before this. We had an episode on the Sunday, which has just gone, where it's just me and Liz answering a few of your questions, and it's a really short episode, so go back and give that a listen. But today, we have, drumroll please, three guests. Like, I am mind blown because the quality of these next three episodes. That's right, you heard it right. There is three episodes, like four in total. We thought we'd do something different. Now, just sit back, listen to this episode. The next episode will be out this evening, Monday evening. And the final episode will be out Tuesday morning. So you've got a week's worth packed in, so you can listen to it as they come out or spread it across the weeks that we're off. But it is amazing content, as always, from our amazing guests. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. So we've done mine and Liz's a little bit, where we answered a few questions. And the thing is, we can't leave you bored for the next 5 weeks now, is it? So we thought we'd have a few of our favourite people on who also have podcasts. So, hi, guys. You can say it all at once.
Hi.
Hello. And of course, Bernard.
There you go. So, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us your podcast? And
I'm trying to think. A little bit about yourself.
A little bit about yourself. That's how we normally start the show. So, we'll go in alphabetical order. Danny!
I knew you were going to do that to me, and now I just feel on the spot because I'm like, I don't know what everyone else is going to fucking say. So I'm Danny Attanasio, host of the Grown Up Hustle podcast. Set the podcast up back towards the end of last year, went live with it, started 2021. Basically, it's a bit of a mindset / self-development podcast. It is kind of going through different people's life stories, trials and tribulations, different things that we face on the daily, and just how different people tackle life and overcome their issues. Someone else?
We'll go with Phoenix.
I'll jump in, I'll save you.
I feel like you need some sort of like thing to pass around, like the talking
Yeah, like
bell.
A baton.
Quick,
yeah.
Take the flamingo.
The talking flamingo.
So hi, I'm Fee. I'm from Love Bites Podcast with Laura and Fee. We are a podcast about all the things you were told not to talk about. So we talk about all sorts of things. We talk about anal. I talked about anal bleach last week. We basically, it's a podcast like normalize sex. And a lot of the time, actually, sex, we talk about not having it as well. So we go into lots of different issues and we read out listener advice, letters, and that sort of thing. But we do talk about anal quite a lot. We talk about vaginas. It's totally normal to have a weird vagina sometimes. We talk about the taste of the vagina. We go into lots of things. Yeah, we do lots of blowjob tips. We do a lot of research. Me trying to find myself a guy that will have sex with me, and then I will try and research something. Doesn't always go so well.
Yeah. And last but not least, Joe.
Well, after that, I'd just like to say, you know, you thought you had issues finding dates. Now you've got a podcast, Phil. So I'm Joe Westwood, the codependency coach. I have just launched my little baby podcast. Woo! It's called the Anti People Pleasing Podcast, and I will be answering all your codependency, people pleasing, and dysfunctional relationship related questions on there, and inviting some really cool guests on occasionally as well. So yeah, that's me, that's what I do. And then obviously I am the codependency coach, and I do that too.
And you're awesome at it.
That's me.
And been on our show.
I need to be coached by you, because I'm literally such a chronic people pleaser, like
Babe,
out of control.
Told.
I'll message you, Joe.
You're in the membership.
Come on in, get in the membership.
I think I'm the only one that isn't a member.
How old are you, Fee?
You're not allowed, Phil.
Oh, I'm 30. Oh, okay. You'll probably grow out of it soon. I was the same. And then by the time I got to maybe like 34, 35, I just stopped giving a shit. And now I'm just rude, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm hoping it will happen. I'm hoping that I will just like stop people pleasing, but I do it all the time. And I can feel myself getting stressed and being like, oh, my God, have I done this right or whatever? Anyway, not going to go into it. I'll message Joe separately.
Because we have some questions from our listeners who didn't know you lot would be on the show, but we thought we'd pass it around, have a chat, see what's going on. So have you got any advice for people trying to meet someone in the wild, i.e. what would you want a male/female to ask or say if they came over to you? Now, we'll let the guests go first and then we'll give our answers. So we'll do it in reverse order this time. Joe, you're up first.
Ooh, this is like a really tough one. Because you know what? I kind of go against like the advice that I hear quite often. Can't stand a novelty opener. Keep it to yourself. Don't try and find something interesting about me to comment on, to like, just say hi. How about be a fucking person, right? Just say hi and let's go from there. If you're a good conversationalist, which is high on my priority list, hopefully you can figure out how to make some conversation like beyond that. And also, a novelty opener is probably going to be something goony about what I'm wearing or my hair or blah, blah, blah. Oh, when did you shave your head? Ooh. Well, like every 2 weeks, dude. I'm like, just be a person. Just say hi. Like if you find me attractive, or if there's something about me that you like that drew you to me, tell me that. Oh, you seem like you're having fun. or like, oh, what are you out for? Just be normal. Just be normal and let's see if a conversation develops. But yeah, a novelty opener is a no. So you asked, what do you want? I gave you what I don't want. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm really dull, but yeah, I'm kind of the same on like dating apps as well. Yeah.
We'll go over to Fee.
I agree actually with what Joe said, because it's all about,
you can't just agree every
I'm gonna,
single
I'm gonna excuse me let me agree with her. I think it's about, yeah, being a human, but I think also it's the manner in which you're meeting someone in the wild. Like, how are you meeting that person? Are you in a bar? And if you're in a bar, then of course, like, it can be maybe slightly more novelty, fine, because you're out there and you, it can be, I always want someone to come up to me and like, I'm a words of affirmation love language and I love attention. So I would want someone to say something to me that's probably quite novelty.
Tell but, me I'm beautiful.
Yeah, tell me I look nice in a non-creepy way. Like, don't stare at my boobs whilst you're doing it. And then open, like Joe said, like, be normal about it. But if it's something that's not like in quite like an average setting, like a bar or whatever, which, because I don't really think people are going to be doing that anymore. Let's say you're in like the supermarket aisle, which I've always fantasized is a place where I'm going to meet my husband. Hasn't happened yet, but.
Which supermarket?
Oh, wait. Well, I do shop in Waitrose because I'm bougie. But
and you want to meet a Waitrose guy.
And I want to meet a Waitrose guy, specifically the one in Canary Wharf, because I know that they will be rich there. I'm not shallow, I promise I am. So I guess like something also that maybe that's like related to what you're doing at the time. Like if you're at the, I don't know, I guess what it is, it depends on the manner of what you're doing, how they're going to be that's approaching creepy. You, but also just don't be creepy. Don't be creepy
like
about it.
Your melons.
Will you crack my nuts for me?
Oh, Danny, save us from the situation.
Fantasy, but it didn't. It was null and void because I was married. I literally went to Waitrose with my husband, and I said to him, "Do you want to come in?" And he was like, "No, I can't be bothered. I'll wait in the car." And then I was literally stood there, and some bloke came up, and God bless him, and was like, "Oh, like, how are you going?" Blah, 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 started talking to me, can I get your number? But like, not in a sleazy way or a creepy way. And I was like, oh, look, I'm actually married. And he was like, okay, like, no worries. But then I was like really chuffed when I came out of the supermarket, like, ha, bet you wish you'd come and wait for me, because I wouldn't have got hit on if you'd been there. And my husband was like, but no.
Oh, you're living my fantasy.
Get down my neck.
You have to shop at a different Waitrose fee. Yeah.
It's in Bristol.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of the same with Joe, actually. Just, I like a good conversationalist. So if I'm not trying to agree, sorry, but like, this is what I would say women want. We just want nice people to talk to us. So if someone's going to approach you.
Joe, you're not going first again.
Sorry, Joe, you come up with the best answers. That's the problem. Nothing creepy, nothing sleazy, nothing good.
Yeah, I think like on a night out as well, I love to dance. If you can keep up with me on the dance floor, you don't even have to think of anything to say.
So
like,
true.
You've got some moves and I'll talk to you. Like,
let your body do the talking.
Yeah, and it's not about necessarily like being a good dancer, but like a good dancer, but like, can you have fun? Like, can you catch my vibe? If you can, then
you have any sense of rhythm.
Like,
quite important.
I don't know. Is it like following on from like a lockdown dating? Do you think this sounds super creepy now out of lockdown, but do you think people are going to be approaching people in parks? It sounds terrifying, doesn't it? As like, that's been the dating venue. If you're going to approach me in a park, again, this sounds super creepy, maybe I'm going to regret this, I'm going to say it anyway, bring a gin in a tin. Yes. Offer me a drink. Like, if I was going to do a date in a park, if you didn't bring gins and tins, it's already over. I'm sorry, you do not know how to host on this date. So, you know, if you're like having a picnic, chilling out, and I'm just there looking all intellectual and shit, pretending to read a book, come over and offer me one of your drinks and then maybe we can start chatting. Who knows?
I love that. I would actually prefer to be approached outside of a normal, like
rom-com setting, which is like in a bar with your friends or like whatever. I prefer to be approached in the supermarket. Danny lived my fantasy, or like in the park, or like, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think, on the, maybe not on the tube, but you know, like somewhere that's like not, and like in the outside world, because that's when you're your most normal. That's when you're yourself. You're not like super dressed up. You're not like, you haven't got like shitloads of makeup on. You're yourself. So if someone's approaching you, then they're approaching the true you.
Yeah. And don't you think it took that there much for someone to come up to you as well?
Yeah. It's like, especially sober.
Yeah. Fucking oath. 1,000,000%. And it's such a huge thing.
Definitely.
Like, I would never be rude to someone, even, you know, married, single.
Answer. No, never. No,
be like, it takes a lot. I probably wouldn't have the balls to do it personally. So I'm being honest.
Agreed.
Liz, how would you like to be approached?
I mean, I wouldn't at the moment.
In February, in 7 months' time, today.
I can't tell you what I would want somebody to say because I can't quite figure that out.
Okay.
But an important factor for me is somebody's like energy and what they bring. So if you come up to me and you're really like hesitant and stiff and awkward, I'm going to be like, not really. If you come up to me and you're natural and confident and easygoing and smiley and you have a nice energy about you, much more likely to get a positive response from me than if you're like either freaking out or doing that like cocky, arrogant, like, hey, baby, thing, which just doesn't do anything for me.
Do people do that?
I don't know.
Kind of, yeah.
They do.
Yeah. There was an occasion when I was still dating where, this is Breadcrumb James.
Oh, Breadcrumb James, he's back.
So we met in a bar when you could still go to bars, but you had to sit at your table. And I was with my friend and came in with his friend. I thought, oh, it's cute. Didn't know at the time, he was very young. And he had like a little stupid bag.
Like a man bag.
A man bag.
Yeah.
And
Red flag.
I don't believe in gendered clothing. Wait. So there is no man bag. There is just a person who identifies as a man with a bag.
Was it one of those
cross-body,
small little, are you sure he wasn't a drug dealer? That's what drug dealers tend
to very well have been a drug dealer. It's quite possible that he was a drug dealer.
There we go.
I'm going to be honest. But I made fun of his man bag. He, I think, said something about keeping their table while they went for a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, sure, do you want me to watch your bag as well? Because I'm really cool. And it worked. Charmed the man.
Until he breadcrumbed you.
Yeah, it's quite work out, but.
Yeah, there we go.
But, you know, was into me. Like a not quite enough level for several months.
Yeah, just there.
Welcome to my world, literally.
How about you, Phil?
How about me?
How would you like to be approached in the wild?
Well, I don't know. I've never been approached before.
Have you?
No.
That surprised me. You're a handsome chap.
I've never been approached.
I mean, personality.
Actually,
shit.
All right. I'm just trying to think. There is a dating disaster where possibly I could have been approached, but I don't know.
Okay, we need to hear that later.
We will tell the dating disaster later. Okay.
I feel like it's scarier, isn't it? Well, I don't know, not the patriarchy, but like I do feel like girls will probably be more scared to go up to a guy.
But I think girls would be more successful than guys.
I do. I completely agree with that. And I actually think how great would that be for us to be more confident in going up to someone in the supermarket. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with this. And speaking to someone. The only reason why I wouldn't do that is because I would be worried that that person is married or in a relationship. Kind of what happened to Danny. And then you're being rejected and it's really then I feel bad about myself.
Also, you would never be, as a general rule, I would say, it would be very rare for a guy to reject a woman, but I also think that if a woman is approaching a man, the guy might just be thinking, well, hey, like, chance to get laid, and that'll be that. And like, I guess I feel like if the guy approaches you, then they're investing, maybe I'm really naive, I don't know, but investing a little bit more into it. Whereas if you're just like, hey dude, like, how's your night going or whatever, they might just be thinking, well, oh, she's only like a 4 out of 10, but you know what, might be a bang, so I'll go for it. And that's where the confidence goes. Sorry.
Depends what time of night it is, though.
Yeah.
Because if it's 2:30, then it's definitely sure. Yeah. But if it's 10 p.m., it's probably real. Yeah.
The night is young. 100%. I think as well there's something where it's just so much easier to do this if you're in a group and the person you fancy is in that group because they're a friend of a friend. And we talked about this on the episode with Ricky about putting yourself in situations where you meet people that you're loosely connected with because you're there with some friends and they might be their friends of friends, and you get invited to a barbecue and you won't know many people and there's potentially going to be people there you may or not fancy. That is so much easier to then approach somebody and strike up a conversation if you're just chatting because you're there in a group together. Like go to some sort of social for a hobby that you do. I'm trying to be not too specific.
The gym.
Fancy somebody at CrossFit. I've got chatting to them at a CrossFit social. But that is so much easier because you can just make out that you're just like making polite conversation when you're actually drooling over them.
With your first traps.
My what?
First traps.
Oh, don't get on to me about that. I'm just posting content on Instagram. If people like it, that's not my problem. The really fit girl that I've got a massive crush on, if she watches my Instagram stories, it's completely by the by. I can't control that.
Facts about dating.
This segment is called Facts About Dating, where we increase our knowledge slightly and learn a little fun fact about dating. We also ask the guest to find a fun fact.
Fact of the week. Have you got your facts?
I haven't got facts.
I know nobody has because I never told anyone about it. I just wanted to see the reactions.
Bill's a bastard. Actually, that's a fact. That's a straight fact.
Oh, I invite you onto my season finale, our season finale, and you tell me I'm a bastard. Wow.
Well, I thought I'd wait until this episode to let you know. That's why.
I've got a fact.
Because I feel like we've got a lot of expertise in the room, virtual room right now. Like, surely you guys have definitely got some decent facts or trivia or knowledge to share with the listeners, for sure.
Comfy, because you said you had one.
I do have a fact that if you wax your vagina and shave your vagina, it can actually discolor and you will lose elasticity over time. It is a fact. And I noticed it on mine, to be honest.
So have a full bush.
Yeah, either don't do it and just go native. It's totally fine. Or
itchy.
Laser.
Yes.
Or laser.
Laser.
I have actually seen that effect on people's armpits.
Yeah.
Like a saggy yellow armpit.
Yeah. It is a thing. I'm telling you, my vagina, I'm 30, right? It's yellow definitely and saggy. Looser.
Why did I invite three women onto the show? Where was the man that I should have invited? I feel
and
like
now, I'm really... I've started laser and I'm telling you, it is so much better. It looks so much nicer.
I'll keep that in mind for when I get mine done, yeah?
Well, yeah, you're lining up with me, my just tell us something graphic about testicles and just even the score if we're talking about vaginas.
I'm sure it happens the same with balls as well. If you're waxing your balls,
can you wax balls? I feel weird about that.
You shave that way anyway, aren't they?
Yeah.
Lots of men shave their balls.
Yeah.
Do you shave your balls, Phil?
I have done.
I think you should. I think you should. No one wants to like get that, you know, feels like
hairy balls.
Sorry, Mum. No, I did get, what was it called? It wasn't that smooth my balls.
Crack.
I stayed away from smooth my balls, but there was like this
Veet.
And it said it wouldn't nick, but it nicked.
Veet.
No. It was a shaver.
Like a clipper.
Yeah. He said that it wouldn't nick, but it nicked.
Phil.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful with them and like pull the skin.
Yeah.
Like, pull things out of the way.
Look, they were doing them on those coconuts like that, and there was no way.
So what Phil's saying is his balls are as big as coconut.
Oh wow!
Lucky girl. Whoever's gonna suck your balls next.
So what we've realised now is we were trying to get you some educational listeners.
Educational listeners
throughout these 5 weeks we're off, and what we've gone back to is balls and vagina.
Phil's lowered the tone.
Sorry, I lowered the tone. Danny, raise the tone.
Something
educational
high
brow, tone. Educational tone.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
Something I only found out recently, which seems shocking considering I'm not far off 40. But I decided I didn't really like the whole like hormone thing, like, you know, putting hormones in your bodies. A lot of women don't, and a lot of women are really against like coils, implants, pills. So I recently started looking into the whole natural cycles thing where you have to take the temperature and all that jazz, which seemed really complex. But then someone said to me, there's such a tiny window that you can actually get pregnant anyway. It's like 2 days or something. So like for my whole life, when I've maybe had those little accidents, you've thought, oh shit, like what if I'm pregnant? Actually, if you just monitor your ovulation, you can only get pregnant like 2 days a month. I mean, please, if anyone does get pregnant, don't take this as gospel and talk to me about it. But this is
Grown Up Hustle podcast.
Blame Danny for your unwanted children.
Sorry, guys.
Name your children after them if you want.
Yeah, but if you want to have a kid, name it after me. That's fine. I thought that was quite interesting.
I always find natural cycles so interesting because I don't. But I've been on the pill and coil, whatever, for years, and I've come off it now and just feel so much better in my, like, I feel so much better.
It's such a shit thing for a woman to have to just pump hormones into their body constantly. Mm. And it fucks with your head and your periods, and it fucks with your moods and your skin and your weight. And, you know, it's endless, isn't it? So, like, I think so many more women now are, like, becoming more in tune with their bodies and being like, do you know what? I don't want a bar of this. And, you know, when you're dating someone, okay, if you're having like casual sex, yeah, use condoms, be careful and all of that. But when you're dating someone for a while and you think, oh, well, I don't want to use condoms forever, but you don't want to pump your body full of hormones, I think it's a really, really good option. And actually knowing that there's that very small window where you can actually conceive, I think brings more, for me definitely, would bring more peace of mind. And I think for a lot of women would.
Mm.
But I was very naive to it before. Definitely. Anyway, that was me like raising that. The tone there slightly, or trying to.
I love it.
Joe?
Take it away.
So this is not a fact, but I guess it's like anecdotal evidence that I have experienced myself and also that I'm seeing with my clients, is that as we come out of almost 18 months of varying levels of isolation, people's societal anxiety is heightened, and that is making dating even more weird and complicated and messy than it ever was before. There's a lot more ghosting, there's a lot more breadcrumbing, there's a lot more people who are like on apps and swiping and they don't really know what they want, or they seem really into a person and then they're not all of a sudden. And a lot of people, like, you know, particularly the type of people I work with who are codependents and people pleasers and are really looking for that outside validation, like really internalize that stuff and really take it personally. And I think a lot of people do, actually. And again, particularly women, we're really socialized to think that so much of our worth is tied up with our relationship status. And so I just kind of want to call that out and let people know it's not just you. It is weird. You haven't become like magically less attractive over the last 18 months. It's not that people don't want to, like, everybody is just a bit mentally fucked up. Surprise, surprise. After 18 months of, you know, isolation, living in fear, like what that does to your mind, constantly being told, if someone breathes on you, you might die. Like, that affects you, funnily enough, even if you have been a very resilient person, even if it hasn't affected you like massively financially, it has really affected people. And even people who are, you know, quite extroverted and very confident and really looking forward to getting back out there are still, you know, some of them are in a weird place. So bear that in mind when you dip your toe back into the dating pool. Don't try not to internalize other people's actions and take it personally, and understand it in the context of the time that we've been living in.
That's amazing.
Oh, yep. That made me feel a bit emotional, Joe. I'm not going to lie. I am really tired, but I'm just, I felt like I was going to cry because I feel like I resonate with that so much.
Fee's normally in bed at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so, I'm like 8 minutes past my bedtime.
Phil, you got that?
No, I think we've given enough facts really this season, haven't we? We've like literally a lot of facts.
We've learned a lot of things.
I was just going to say what Jo just said. I thought today when I listened to, when I was editing your episode with me, Liz, a comment you made just so like off the cuff was, oh yeah, when we used to be able to go to bars, and it just like fell out of your mouth like it was nothing. And then like, obviously I re-listened to the episode after I'd edited it. And that like, that line of the whole show was something that like really like almost haunted me. Cause I thought, fuck, like that, you just said that, like it was so normal. Like, oh, when we used to go to bars, like can you imagine 18 months ago, if someone said, oh, you know, you're not going to be able to go to bars and mix with people. So that shows how like normal these things have become to us.
How cavalier we are about it now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
Liz.
Yeah.
Your fact.
So mine is not a fact. It's more like an important thing. Yeah, have you got a fact?
Yeah, I've got a fact. Okay,
it might be the same as my fact.
No.
So this week is an important week. Have I stolen your fact?
You have stolen my fact.
That's my fact. So this week is an important week because today we're recording this on the 14th of July. And today is my 5 months of date free.
There we go. There's a cake for you.
Oh, I've got a cake!
Let me just take a photo. Are you going to read what it says?
Okay. And it says, my date free year, happy 5 months sex free, with some like symbols of like no sex. And it's beautifully hand iced by Phil.
I got Rory to do it.
I mean, I can see that. But that is a good, what flavour cake is it?
That's a carrot cake.
Looks like a carrot cake.
Okay, great choice. So, yeah, that's today amazing. Is 5 months of date-free, and Phil and I actually have something nice planned to celebrate my 6 months next month,
which
but I haven't told
about.
Him what it is yet, so that's a surprise.
No clue.
And it's also, I got a text from my ex today. It's the one-year anniversary of when our dog died, so thanks for reminding me of that. And in 2 days' time, so on Friday, it will be exactly 1 year since I moved to Nottingham to my new house by myself to be a single person. So, yes, my dog died 2 days before I moved house. Yeah. That's a real thing. But, yeah, this week is, like, eventful.
Yeah.
And happy anniversary.
And we're in an Airbnb in... Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary of all the good and shit things.
Yeah. Am I allowed to ask a question?
Yeah.
So
it depends.
Don't worry, I won't ask a question about Phil's balls. We've gone past that. Just what are you gonna do, like, on, so on your last day, what are you gonna do? Have you thought about it?
No, your last day.
I have thought about it. So I am planning to go on a trip, probably to and around Asia by myself. For pretty much a month. I haven't told work yet.
I work.
And so I'm thinking of actually flying out on either my last day or the first day of my non-date free year. Not that I'm gonna like go mad and have sex on the plane. Might do, it's possible. But just as a kind of celebratory thing, because I feel like if it's the first day of my date free year and I'm like at home eating a bacon sandwich, it might be like an anticlimax. I feel like I need to do something demonstrative.
But aren't you kind of building a list as you go anyway of like all the people?
I mean, I've got options. Don't get
Liz,
me
can
wrong.
You imagine if you meet some, if you get on the plane? I mean, you can tell they're very romantic, can't you? If you meet someone on the plane, and then you sat next to them, and then you fell in love.
I feel like that is a film.
Yeah, I'm like the biggest romantic ever. That's why I set high expectations for my relationships, and then they don't work, and I'm disappointed.
I already figured out.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk.
Joe, Phoebe, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it's important for the date for a year that I don't view it as like the moment it ticks 1 minute past midnight, I'm going to like chuck myself into a relationship with the nearest person. Like, don't get me wrong, there is a small list of people that I will be going on a date with very shortly after the date for a year finishes.
How small is the list?
I think it's about 20 people now, isn't it?
No, it's less than 20. But the key thing for me is about not being like, okay, the timer goes off and I'm back in the exact thing I was doing before the date for a year, like nothing ever happened, and I've literally just pressed pause and pressed play and exactly the same situation. Like, it's really important to me to do something differently, and part of that is not rushing into something and actually planning a life that is me and it's my life and my agenda, and it's not just about finding a partner.
So personally, I think that you should get the sex out the way and done with, because then those people that you fancied during that date for a year, that list may get a lot smaller.
Well, yeah, and I feel like at the moment, the fact that I can't do anything with anyone is making those people more appealing, because it's like, you know, you over-fantasize people in your mind, and the reality when I actually can date them, I'll probably be like, I don't really want to.
Sometimes you just need to scratch an itch, though, Liz.
It's a fair point, though.
Right.
So 1 minute past 12 it is, yeah?
one second, isn't it? 1 second. Midnight, boom. There we go.
I feel like Big Ben chimes are going to go off, and I'm just, so, my clothes are just going to fly off like Bruce Almighty.
Whoever's in Asia in the vicinity of Liz at like 1 minute past midnight, please be single for one, because I'm that wouldn't go down too well.
Walking up to strangers, humping their legs or something. Like a little dog.
It's been a year.
1 year to the day. And it's Valentine's Day.
I'm so starved.
Help me. That's a question. Are you going to work off Asia time, or are you going to work off UK time?
I think I'll be leaving the UK on the 14th.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you're in Asia...
So if anyone is up for some early morning sex before I leave for the airport, I'm here for it. Otherwise, you're going to miss your window, and it's going to be a month.
There we go.
I want to eat this cake.
Anyone that listens
in front of me.
Well, have it. Go grab a knife. Right. Moving on. We've got a few more questions. There we go. They're worth to us, but like we say, we've got expertise. Oh, yeah. Also, on that month while Liz is over in Asia, I think you're not going to want to carry your mic over there. And
a bit clunky.
So we're looking for like a few guest hosts. Maybe we had a secret agenda of getting you guys on.
Also, don't be really good and replace me.
I mean, it's possible. We'll see. What? I'm joking.
So rude.
Jeez.
Back to the questions.
Can you answer this?
Now we're back to the real reason why you're all here. Asking our guests the questions and getting the answers.
Right, moving on to the questions before I get hit, because she is in vicinity of me this time, rather than that time where I called her. Yeah, we won't go there. How do you define going slow? Put your hand up who wants to go first.
I think Joe's the one on this.
Joe is the one on this.
So where's Joe? I know you've got a lot to say on this.
Set the tone, Joe. I mean, I don't... It's really hard to say, like, because it's arbitrary, isn't it? It's arbitrary limits. But I always recommend arbitrary limits to my clients, because the people that I work with tend to just get bowled away with the romance of it, or the fantasy of it, or what they have imagined it to be. And I think arbitrary limits are really good. Before going slow, though, you really need to figure out who you are and what your life is about and what your priorities are and what your values are, because then you'll be able to see where you realistically have time in your life and how much energy you have for a person. And then it should become much more clear. And it is like, I'm sorry, Phoebe, but I'm about to suck all the fucking romance out of it for you. I'm a romance vampire here to suck the lifeblood out of every fantasy you've ever had. But it really does come, it's like super boring, but it really does come down to, okay, well, I know I like do my hobby or my gym or whatever on like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I know that I hang out with my pals on a Tuesday. That means that I have a Thursday evening free. So maybe that is my night that I'm available for this person. Mm-hmm. Maybe also I can give them like a sleepover on a Saturday and a Sunday morning. That feels nice. Wouldn't that be nice once we get to that level? And in that way, then you can see very clearly that you're keeping a balance. Obviously, like also deciding the level of communication. And I recently just had this conversation with my clients in my membership around like what is too much conversation like throughout a day. And it's like, again, it's up to you. And how much brain space is this person taking up? Have you gotten completely distracted from your work and your passion and all the things that you love? Because all you're thinking about is texting this person or waiting for the person to text. And hello, and I can say this because everything I say comes from experience and not judgment. Like,
you can see fear up in the corner, can't you? Just like yeah, this is me.
Lighting the phone up to check for a notification. It's fine. It's going to come up on the phone and on your watch. You're never going to miss it. And it's like, if you're doing that, you know that like you need something needs to be put in place. Like you need to refocus yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to maybe think about what are the limits you want around communication, what feels good to you so that you can develop a relationship with a person, because you don't want it to go so slow that it's static, because then what's the point? Because relationships take energy. But you also need to be able to still live your life and know who you are.
Yeah.
Throughout the relationship. And then when it gets, and I would say like very early on, discussing these limits and these expectations with the person that you're dating as well. Mm-hmm. So like obviously not first date, like nobody needs that, like don't be a sociopath. But like I would say even after maybe like 3-4 dates, maybe 2-3 weeks, like depending on how it's going and how it's progressing and how they're responding to you, that's really the ideal time to start talking about like what you want and need in terms of the amount of time you spend together, and like levels of communication. So I can never do a short answer.
I really like that, because I think a lot of us have experience with getting into a relationship and then somehow you just sort of accidentally not doing the things that you enjoy doing anymore because you just deprioritize them. And it reminds me, like I'm quite a visual person. I like an analogy. Like if you have an apartment and you need a new sofa, you don't go shopping for a sofa and just find one you like and then bring it back to your house and go, oh shit, there's no room for any of my other furniture and I can't get out the back door because the sofa goes across it. You work out what is the right specifications, what you have space for, what is going to work with everything else that is already in place, and you find something that works for that. Like, in this example, it's kind of less like a sofa, a bit like having a tiny studio apartment and this fucking massive pink inflatable unicorn just being in the middle of your apartment and you're like, oh, I can literally do nothing. It's really exciting. I can literally not achieve anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I feel very seen right now.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, as I said at the start of the episode, there's another episode coming later on. We just had to do it. This episode would have been 2.5 hours long. And whilst I know many of you would have been like, yep, we'll listen to it. 2.5 hours is a lot of time to take up. And I know a lot of people would be breaking it down, listening into parts. So we just thought, let's put it into little manageable chunks for you. Now, if you aren't aware already, we have put out a Nottingham meetup. So me and Liz, we are arranging a meetup for anyone that lives around Nottingham, anyone that wants to come to Nottingham for Sunday the 15th of August. Now, this is going to be casual, just chilled out, relaxing, having fun, getting to meet people, like-minded people. You don't have to be single. You can be dating, you can be in a relationship, you can be married. And come on to our Instagram, have a look, or drop us a message and we will let you know all the information. And also bring friends along if you want. We want as many people there as possible. We'll be having a little bit of icebreakers to break that awkward tension you normally get. But anyway, that's enough of me talking. Now, let's get on to episode 3 of 4 coming later on.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, then you can do, whether that's to submit a dating disaster, ask a question, or ask for some advice. We're not that good at helping, but one of our guest experts will certainly be able to. So if you'd like to get in touch, head on over to our socials.
On Facebook and Instagram, it's at Unhinged and Bumbled Up.
On Twitter, it's at Bumbled Up.
Or by email, it's unhinged.and.bumbledup@gmail.com.
If you liked the episode, then please don't forget to like and share and click the follow button above.
We also now have a website, www.uabu.co.uk. See you all next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.